So before we dive into our discussion today about Aalto, would you mind just telling our listeners a little bit about the OFA and what the organization is all about?
Yeah, the OFA, Ontario Federation of Agriculture, is the largest general farm organization in the province of Ontario. We represent 38,000 farm members and farm families across the province from tip to tip and northern Ontario too. Dedicated board of directors, 18 members from all corners of the province that do their best to advocate on behalf of issues for Ontario farmers.
And so now we're talking today about Aalto, the high-speed rail project that's being proposed from the federal government. There's been a lot of chatter around this particular project, and the OFA has some concerns. What are some of those chief concerns with regards to this project are shared with the OFA?
I think the biggest concern is the impact it's going to have potentially on farmland if it is to go through. You know, there's concerns as well around expropriation and what the future might hold for valuations and treatment of farmland across many parts of eastern Ontario. So that's what we hear about mostly. But the uncertainty that's creating for farmers across the region as well is a concern for them. Do they plan for investments in their business? Do they go forward with the next project, or will it be stop potentially, or cause them grief down the road when it comes to what happens with the potential corridor for Aalto? So we're hearing some of the same concerns from farmers in Quebec as well, and pretty valuable land along the St. Lawrence, along many parts of eastern Ontario for farming. We don't have a lot of land available. Obviously, only 5% of our arable land in Ontario is available for high quality production agriculture. So we want to maintain as much of that as we can.
Have you had any discussion with federal stakeholders or Aalto representatives?
We have, yeah. We chatted with Aalto not too long ago and have talked to some federal ministers and whatnot, but and senators as well. We did ask them a number of pointed questions about some of the concerns we have around expropriation, around splitting of farms, what the routing might look like, what alternatives are there. And really, we want to see that focused effort on planning with an agriculture lens on things. So, we haven't seen that to date. It's been more about, full speed ahead. Not necessarily concerned with what's in their way, but we want to make sure that we do have that agricultural focus when it comes to this project, and limit the impact as much as we can if it does go forward.
In those conversations, when you've raised your questions and concerns, what's been the reception? What has the response been in these talks?
Yeah, I'd say the talks have been respectful of both sides. Certainly see the value of a potential project like this down the road for the population at large, but and certainly they need to understand that this project will have impacts on farmland. Our goal, if it moves forward, is to find ways to limit the damage as much as we can and limit the impact to farms. Make sure the farm businesses can continue to be sustainable, that they continue to have access to their lands, that they're not hampered by drainage concerns or fencing concerns or construction issues.
Just how potentially devastating could it be if expropriation is in the cards here? How devastating could that be for, the individual farmer at large?
Oh, it could potentially mean being cut off from a big chunk of your farm. Having significant rerouting issues, going around blocks, finding overpasses for this route. The issue is, you can't have level grade crossings when a train's going 300 kilometers an hour, even if it is somewhat infrequently. So, it's likely, and I think we've heard from Aalto that they won't have crossings at every backcountry road. And that's certainly a challenge for a lot of our members in rural Ontario. So, that's definitely a concern when it comes to our farmer members being cut off from their lands. And we're also concerned about things like emergency services, being cut off and other issues where, fire, ambulance, police can't navigate the rural routes the same way as they used to be able to because the trains cut them in half. So, we'd like to talk about some alternatives. Is there a different route that mitigate some of these factors? Can it be elevated? Are there different things we can do to look at the train going forward, if it goes forward at all?
And in the press release issued last week, it referenced the Mirabel Airport and what occurred with respect to that construction over 50 years ago. I know just this past weekend there were protests from local farmers in that town. Are you seeing parallels in the way the government of today is handling this high-speed rail project?
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with the Mirabel Airport issue. I know our friends in Quebec have some pretty strong memories of what happened there in Mirabel, but certainly appreciate the focus of the government to try and move projects forward faster. I think that's if there's one thing farmers can agree on, it's the fact that government moves too slow. And on some of these projects, it'd be nice to see things move ahead faster, but we do want to make sure that we're given the project that sober second thought, that we're taking the appropriate time that's needed when it comes to routing and the impacts to surrounding areas. And so I think that's what we're asking for here, is to pause, put the pause button on, moving ahead, make sure that we've looked at all the options on the table, and that we're considering the impacts on farmers and farm businesses.
Now, in the eyes of the OFA, is a preferred outcome to this project perhaps mean a kilometer of track is not built, or could you see a happy medium with that additional consultation and collaboration you've sort of highlighted?
Yeah, I think we're still working to determine that fact. There's certainly a large sentiment of people that would like to see a project like this go forward, but certainly we represent farmers, and we want to make sure that their interests are upheld at the table. And folks across Eastern Ontario are pretty concerned about this right now, and we'll be there to represent them. We'll be there to represent their interests when it comes to our lobby efforts and discussions that we have federally with representatives and with Aalto themselves.